It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Brought to you by Mecca Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Kane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs. And now, here's Coach Indest.
All right, welcome. And, you know, anytime I can push one of our sponsors with an example of what they do and how they do it, I'm always going to take that opportunity. And, of course, roofing right now is in the minds of a lot of South Louisianians.
Yeah, more east of us, yes. But you're
and
right.
Because of, I should say, Southeast Louisianians, because of the two hurricanes in Southwest Louisiana last year, roofers have come into this area like ants, man. I mean, it's just been crazy. And look,
it's a picnic.
I'm a big believer in, you know, commerce and hey, come in and develop your brand. But this is an example of why you want to stay local. And when I say local, South Louisiana local, I'm helping out my buddy Jake Blanchard, bringing some supplies and helping out because they just can't keep up in the Thibodaux area. And Jake is from Thibodaux, lives in Jenneret, services the Iberia Parish area, but also has an office in Thibodaux. And I'm dropping off, and I'm looking at these houses that Jake's crews have done, and they've got this really aesthetically pleasing cover that they're putting on these houses, not a non-permanent cover, buying some time so they can get all the shingles in.
Sure.
And get it all done. But like I said, very aesthetically pleasing. Well, I look across the street and there's just this one house sticking out like a sore thumb. I would say 75% of these houses need roof work.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In this neighborhood. In this one neighborhood I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
Well, the truck out front says such and such roofing, with a New York number and a Florida number. And they are putting up this awful-looking blue tarp. The tarp's blowing all over the place. It is the biggest S show you've ever seen. Well, then the lady is losing her mind because she finds out that Jake is charging. And I'm not going to throw out numbers because I don't want to put Jake on the spot. But that Jake was charging 60% less for doing twice the job than these people from New York / Florida. So just remember, don't panic. And of course, in our listening area, people that are listening, this hasn't happened to us right now, but eventually it's going to happen, folks. You know, it's just eventually something happens.
You live here in this area.
Exactly. And don't panic when you just get that first call from somebody. And wait. Remember who your local people are.
One thing I got to say, I want to let the people know from my background, too, is if a roofer comes to do your roof and you need to ask for some type of indemnification with regards to making sure he's got workers' comp and making sure he's got liability insurance.
So glad you brought that up.
Believe me.
Because this is the deal. There are folks out there that do not have that.
That's right.
And they can give you a cheaper price.
Absolutely.
Because when people like LA Classic Roofing go to do your roof, built in the cost is his workman's comp, all of his insurance, license, insurance, all those things that you need to have, but it covers you.
Yeah.
As the homeowner.
Let me tell you, I've known stories where these people hire roofers and they don't have any insurance. And if one of those roofers gets hurt on your property, your homeowners will not pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
So, folks, just be very careful. And ask for these indemnifications. Ask their insurance company to send you an insurance certificate with their workers' comp and their general liability on it. So, just to protect you. Believe me. You don't need to have a roofer fall, hurt himself on your property, and you got to come out your pocket to pay for it.
And one of our sponsors that has come back, Grittick Electric, same thing. They are licensed and insured. Workman's comp, the whole nine yards. So if you need electricity, we've got Mako Restoration on board, who, of course, if you get any kind of water damage in your house, That's who you want to go to. So please keep these folks in mind that support Bayou Sports. All right, on to sports.
All right.
Let's talk NFL vax rules.
Okay. Oh, boy, man, that's a big story this morning.
This is an exploding topic.
Oh, yes.
And I get it. Look, I'm not going to get into the whole vax argument. I am vaccinated. I publicly say I am vaccinated. Okay? But this is, you know, the vaccination did happen very quickly. You have some people that are just, you know.
Some are getting it now.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's still people getting vaccinated. And I hope they do. I hope they do. That's my opinion. Now, I'm not getting on Facebook and saying shame on you if you don't go get it. Because, first of all, that just pisses people off to some of my Facebook friends. When you're out there and you're calling people out for not getting vaccinated, you're just creating a bigger divide.
Yeah.
Okay? You can do that in a positive way without without just being condescending.
I just hope 15 years from now we're all not zombies.
Oh, no. Hey, I tell you. I tell my buddies that aren't vaccinated, I said, hey, if I start clucking like a chicken, my bad.
Who knows, man? Yeah. Who knows?
But... So let's just put yourself in the general manager slash head coach position of an NFL football team. Sit in that chair. And you are making cuts. And you've got two guys, man. You got two runners. You've got two runners that are real close. One's vaccinated, one's not. Well, the NFL has kind of tied your hands. And I'm not saying for the good or the bad, just the rule. Because if a vaccinated player is exposed, they can just go on, from what I understand, on their merry way and continue to practice play. But if you are unvaccinated and you are exposed, I'm not saying you got it, you're exposed.
Yeah.
You got to go through a 6-day protocol.
That's right.
Which is crippling to a football team. Urban Meyer, and again, I'm not a huge Urban Meyer fan, but I'm a fan of coaches who say it like it is. Hey, that's how I was as a coach. I said things that weren't always popular. I said things that always, you know, it just didn't fit the politically correct narrative. And Urban Meyer came out and said, well, yes, this did affect some of our decision-making. Well, now I think the NFL is forcing him, or the Jacksonville Jaguars are kind of forcing him to retract that statement.
Yeah, they're it's heated right now.
Because now, I mean, you know, I don't know, can a lawyer get involved? Or you unfairly cut my guy because it's his choice not to be vaccinated?
Oh, yeah, this is the tip of the iceberg right now.
Oh, look, ripple effect. We talk about it all the time. Cam Newton. Was that a factor? Cam Newton is not vaccinated.
I did not know that. Okay.
Okay. Had a little snafu with his protocols when he went off reservation to get a doctor to check him and did not get the proper daily COVID test that he was supposed to get and ended up having to go through that protocol, miss several practices, which led to mac and cheese. Is he
mac and cheese?
Led to mac and cheese. Mac Jones taking his spot. So this is.
You think he went to the head of the class as rookie of the year possibility?
This is some unprecedented stuff, and of course, unprecedented. That's become the norm. It seems we're always dealing with unprecedented stuff as of late. Speaking of unprecedented, and this is not unprecedented, but it still stinks. The Saints have to play their first game in Jacksonville. You don't even get the home game.
Yeah, that happened in 05. They played a home game in New York.
Absolutely. So we'll be playing the Packers. Now, one thing the Packers are upset, I'm not saying they're upset about. They're going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
So when you're in Green Bay and you're coming down to New Orleans, but you're going to be in the air-conditioned Superdome, you're not worried about the humidity. And I'll tell you, I assure you that these NFL teams up north, even though it has been hot up north, says it's not humid hot. It's different. They have protocols in place. They have situational things in place when they are coming down south in the humidity to get them acclimated early. And Green Bay has not done that.
No.
Coming down to Jacksonville, Florida.
Of course, they might have a few players on the team from the south, too. How many, I don't know.
No doubt, but they have been working in.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm assuming Green Bay just stays at home for their camp.
They practice in La Crosse, Wisconsin,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, right. I mean, right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
I mean, they basically stay at home.
I'm pretty sure.
They don't need to get out of the heat.
Right.
Although, it has been hot up north. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We talked about in Williamsport, 90 degrees for the Little League baseballers. The Saints are now will be practicing at Texas Christian University.
TCU.
Yes. The Horned Frogs.
Yes, indeed.
Scott Shea, an alumnus of Texas Christian University.
So is Tommy Killen.
Oh, yes, yes. Discus thrower.
Absolutely.
Catholic High graduate. Right before the break, and we'll talk about this a little more at length tomorrow, but just talking spreads. Bama 18.5 over the U. Cajuns +8 against Texas. Clemson -3.5 with Georgia. And LSU -3 or -4, depending where you're looking, UCLA.
That Clemson Georgia game is going to be a ball game.
Yeah,
that's going to be an interesting outcome.
And it's always so much more interesting first game of the year because you know what to expect. LSU, there's an article put out that LSU has the fifth best talent relative to stars.
Okay.
Recruiting stars.
All right.
In the country. Of course, Alabama. Alabama, Georgia, Clemson were three of the four ahead of LSU. I'm assuming Ohio State being the other.
Yeah.
So we'll see what Coach O can do with that. I tell you, a lot of LSU fans don't want to hear it, but if LSU doesn't win that game, Coach O immediately gets on the hot seat.
Oh yeah, he's
on the hot seat.
Oh yeah,
he is. Yeah. A lot of bad things happened last year. Of course, Les Miles took the brunt of it for sins of the past. But when you come out and you admit that you didn't face to face interview most of the guys that you hired.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
You end up taking boudoir pictures
with a
young lady that's put out.
Yeah, that's
And look, I love O. He's human as human gets, okay? But winning will change the narrative of all of that. It will be graciously forgotten. But he's going to need to win. Bobby Hebert put the number at 9. You need 9 wins to keep people off your back.
I think it's doable, but can he do it? That's the kicker.
Yep. So much is going to come down to his new defensive coordinator. And I truly believe that LSU will be solid on offense as long as I think they're pretty good up front. I don't like the way they're talking about their running backs. One of the freshmen will be out Saturday. That doesn't matter. But O has not had many nice things to say about his two returning players in Emery and Price,
yeah.
Davis Price. It seems that they're not pushing themselves through nicks. When I say a nick, a small injury, you know, something that you're just hurting, yeah. You're not really injured.
Yeah, bumps and bruises.
Yeah, bumps and bruises that they're not pushing through. And, I don't like the fact that, you know, when you had a Clyde Edwards-Helaire back there that was just beyond reproach and such a wonderful kid, you're hoping that these two guys step up to help out Max Johnson.
And didn't that third running back leave the team and transfer to Oklahoma maybe?
I forget.
They've
got runners.
Oh, yeah.
LSU will always have runners. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the Cajuns and the number of players they have in the NFL right now, active and/practice squad. But then how crazy it is how it pales in comparison to how many LSU has. It's nuts, the number of players LSU has, and I know they don't have the most. Third segment, we'll have our resident fantasy football extraordinaire, Jason Morvine. We're going to talk more fantasy football as the season gets closer. So with that, we'll be right back right here, 367-1240, www.kane1240.com. Be back in a minute.
At Arsenault Ford, we make it easy for you to purchase a vehicle that's customized just for you.
Our customer order program makes it easy. Pick your model, your package, your color, and accessories, then we'll have a special delivery just for you.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the test winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221 or visit harriseatcool.com.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
So now that the 53-man rosters, we can still say man, right? It's football.
Yeah.
We don't have to say person, do we?
I hope not. It's a roster to me.
The 53-person roster.
It's still the Baltimore Colts. So,
53-man rosters are now pretty set. We discussed it yesterday. There's still going to be some finagling going on. But it does look like we have five raging Cajuns that will be active to begin the season starting, are we September 12th?
Correct.
That September 12th?
Unless they play, I don't think they play a Thursday night game. They may, but I can't recall right now if they play a Thursday. You know how they start,
yeah, to
the
start,
season.
Start the season. Dallas at Tampa Thursday.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I've got to get my draft moving and everything with . I think I'm going to do that Sunday. I'm on Fuzzies. I've got an account. I'm going to get that moving on Sunday. So you've got two offensive linemen for the Cajuns. Robert Hunt with the Miami Dolphins, my second favorite team in the NFL. Used to be my favorite, but the Saints have usurped the Dolphins as, you know, just had to. You got, when you were my age as a youngster in the early 70s, you just, it's hard to be a Saints fan.
Well,
you don't get the loyalty of, you know.
I was a Packer fan due to the fact they had all the Louisiana kids on the team. Yeah, they were just loaded.
See, my daughter, because of her grandfather, is a huge Packers fan.
Yeah, the Packers maybe had half a dozen or more Louisiana college players on the team.
And, of course, when you're a kid who's winning, I always say that has a lot to do with who you root for. And if during your growing to love the NFL years, the Packers were winning their Super Bowls, you jump on board. Now, the test of your loyalty, do you stick with that team? That's the test.
Good question.
Again, same with me and the Cincinnati Reds. Don't follow baseball that much anymore. But still, if the Reds do make the playoffs this year, which they're in a dogfight right now with the Padres for the last wild card spot.
And the Phillies, too.
Yeah. I'm gonna pay attention because I grew up with the Big Red Machine. Again, I grew up with the Miami Dolphins and the no-name defense and all those guys. The one thing, my basketball had changed for me because I was a big Bucks fan because of Kareem. I loved the Sky Hook as a kid. I loved it. And then when he went to the Lakers, I became a Lakers fan. Now I just don't pull for anybody in basketball.
I was a Jerry West, Gail Goodrich fan.
Yeah. I guess if the Pelicans would get moving, I could get behind the Pelicans.
I don't think there's enough money there.
Yeah. The NBA they've gone so far politically to push one agenda. And I'm sorry. If they were pushing my agenda, I wouldn't like it. Just get out of it, man.
Yeah. Play basketball.
Yeah. So Robert Hunt, Kevin Dotson. Dotson with the Steelers.
And Dotson's from Plaquemine? I want to say somewhere around Baton Rouge, huh?
You know, and gosh dog it, I went out of my way because I've got a list of the plethora of LSU players, and I did put their high schools next to it. But I am uncertain about Dotson.
Maybe Donaldsonville, but he played in high school.
Either Hunt or Dotson, that's one of them. They didn't even play their last year with the Cajuns because I think they had an injury.
It might have been Hunt.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Dotson, right?
Yes. Dotson.
Right.
We've also got safety Tracy Walker with the Lions. We've got Irathian Elijah Mitchell, which has made it on the 49ers and looks like he could be their starting kick returner.
Really?
And he does have wheels. Christian Ringo, defensive tackle for our Saints, that he'll get some PT.
Yeah, he went to Plaquemine High School.
Okay, so Kevin Dotson.
Born in Mississippi, but went to school, Plaquemine High School, the Green Devils.
Now, Nick Ralston, who I believe was a good friend of Pete LeBlanc on that offense last year, was a tight end slash fullbackish kind of guy. He is on the practice squad for the Cowboys. I had a good time, hung out with his parents before one of the games. Wonderful people. So he's on practice squad, Cowboys. Jamarcus Bradley, who was active for Cleveland last year, is now on the practice squad.
He was a wide receiver.
Yes, he's a tall guy.
Yeah.
Tall drink of water, ex-receiver. That's who Peter LeBlanc ended up taking his spot after he left. Michael Jacquet also was on his team's active roster last year, but has been demoted to the practice squad. Trey Regis, who was doing really well with the Raiders, a lot of people thought he would make – the 53-man roster, but has not, but is on the practice squad. Guys that formerly were unsigned guys. You had Elijah McGuire that held on for a while, but has not signed right now. Justin Hamilton, as well as Deuce Wallace.
Wallace might be on the practice squad with the Saints.
Not as of yesterday.
All right, okay.
Not as of yesterday.
All right. But he wasn't an outright cut. He had to go through waivers, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. We're gonna get Jason on in a second, but just to tease it for the last segment, and then it might carry on until tomorrow. I'm gonna give you the over under at give me a ballpark guess. How many active players for LSU do you think are in the NFL right now?
40.
It's 30. And you know what? It could be closer to 40. I may have missed some. I just did the best I could on the internet figuring it out.
Oh, okay.
But I came up with 30. You got a lot of – I didn't count practice squad now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't count practice squad. But we're going to go through those guys. Over half – caller, we're going to go ahead and go to a break because I've got to get Mr. Morvant on right back. So if you give us a call in the last segment after we get Jason on, why don't you go ahead and do that? Because we're going to go ahead and take a break so we can get Jason Morvant on to talk fantasy football. We'll be right back right here at Kane 107.5 FM.
Hi, this is Gabe Sanner, co-owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. If you have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business, don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Kick off the Labor Day weekend Thursday with Southern Jack DJs. Friday, Chevy Carey and Zydeco Trio. Saturday, LSU takes on UCLA at 7. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for football, and no bar is more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best ring prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up special. And thanks again for voting Quarter Tavern Best Bar and More at this year's Best of the Tesh.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
We at Hike Menvel Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menvel and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvel Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Looking for a dentist in the Bayou area? Look no further than Babineau Family Dental. Dr. Todd Babineau has been in practice for 33 years and is a proud CHS grad of 77. Babineau Family Dental always accepts new patients and accepts every major insurance policy. Dr. Todd provides multitudes of services from colored tooth fillings all the way to sleep apnea appliances. Best of the Tesh winners three times. Babineau Family Dental located at 621 Rue Dionetta behind North Lewis. Call them at 367-3739. Visit their website at drtoddbabineau.com. Or visit them on Facebook at Babineau Family Dental.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, welcome, Mr. Morvant, to talk more ball. So I finally pulled the trigger, and I went and got on Fuzzy's Fantasy Football, and to verify what Jason told me, it looks like it's pretty idiot-proof.
I need that.
I need idiot-proofness in my life. You know, when you get to be 54 years old, anything new is scary.
Thank God.
you start jumping into new things. It gets a little scary. You get a little tentative. But, yeah, it does look like it's going to be pretty simple to do. Signing up was very simple. I haven't gotten to the point where I got to give them a credit card number.
Yeah, that's easy, too.
Oh, yeah, well, I can do that.
Oh, they'll suck that up in a
yeah,
second.
Yeah, I can do that. As a matter of fact, on my computer, I think it automatically pops up. Hey, you want to use this one, or that one? you know, so, but anyway, so what you got for me today, I'm like a first grader in Sister Mary's class at St. Edward's, just looking to soak up information.
Yeah, he looks like a big sponge sitting across from me.
Coach, the season-long drafts are getting really ramped up this weekend. It's going to be a busy weekend. I was telling Turbo I have four drafts on Sunday, so that's going to be a little hectic. They slightly overlap, but we'll be okay.
You might need to hire a staff.
I think I'm thinking about that, man. And listen, and then when pickups throughout the season and the waiver wire and all that, it might be even more hectic because that's the big thing, because drafts only part of the equation. If you don't work the waiver wire, your team will fall off, and you see these teams that start out maybe 0-3 and they don't work the waiver wire and they kind of give up, and it's not a good way to go, because if you stay with it, you don't have to be the fastest horse in the regular season. All you have to be is one of the top six horses. Just get in the playoffs.
Yeah, consistency.
Get in the playoffs.
Consistency.
That's
playoffs.
I mean,
playoffs.
Playoffs. And I don't, you know, I've had some teams that started 0-3, and it's not like, you know, real, in a way, it's not like real football. Teams that start 0-3 in real football, they're probably not going to get in. But in fantasy, it's a different animal. People get hurt. You get a big waiver wire pickup, and you can start not so good and make it. All you got to do is get in, man.
So you are saying that fantasy football is different than real football?
It's very different. It's very different.
You sound like me trying to explain to people, trying to explain to a guy at Cane Row Country Club when he's telling me about this team in 7-on-7 that just dominated, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, don't matter.
Yeah, that means zero.
Yeah.
So you can start off not so good. Just get in, just be one of the top six. Now, Grant, of course, you'd like to be one or two, because one and two get a bye, and obviously a bye is really big, because
real football. Yeah, that's like real football. A bye is anytime you can get a bye.
But if you're six or three or four or five, it don't matter, because that three seed might have started real good and then they're not very good when, you know, they had some big injuries and you're the six seed. I mean, that happens all the time. The six beats the three. I mean, so just get in, and then, man, the playoffs are where it's really fun, because if you get the bye, you win one game and you're in the money. You're in the Super Bowl. So that's nice.
Nice.
So I wanted to talk some daily today, and you know, DraftKings is here, and like we mentioned, you got to not be in Jeff Davis Parish, and I think there's a few parishes up north that voted it out. which I don't understand why they didn't just say, hey, Louisiana, you're in or out, but it is what it is. And if you going somewhere, if you're going to visit somebody there's not really many states that are that you can't do it anymore, but if you go into one of those states, you got to make sure you have all your stuff squared away before you leave, because you can't even make a change if you're in one of those parishes.
Yeah, when you explain that to me, how they can stop that, how they can discern where you are located and block it.
On your mobile?
Yeah, oh, especially on your mobile.
Really?
In fact, I think that's maybe part of the glitch right now, where you can't make lineup changes in where it is legal in Louisiana on your computer. But if you somebody said, just turn off your location. If you turn that off on your phone, then you can't play for sure. So if if it's not being able to tell where you are, you're out. So you better turn that on, because if you're in the right place, you know, Vermilion, Iberia, Katy, Lafayette, if you're in those places and you're location
was that actually
detected
on a ballot, Jason? Was that on
yes
a ballot
yes
that we voted?
Yes, okay. It was.
Yeah.
Yes, it sure was. And I've been pushing this for 4 or 5 years with every politician I knew, and it finally got on the ballot. It passed, and then it took them probably a year and a half, 2 years, just to figure out how to tax it so they could actually do. I mean, you know how that goes, man. It's just, you know, typical politics, but. It's here, and here we are. So, yeah, I want to go over some terms that you might hear if you listen to people that talk daily, or if you hear me say the chalk. You know what chalk is that's the popular play that everybody's going to be playing, and somebody that has a great matchup, their team is favored. You know they're going to get touches. They're over and under. The team over and under might be, you know, 25, 30 points. So the chalk is somebody that everybody's playing. So if you say I'm going to eat the chalk, that means I'm just going to play this guy that everybody's playing, and then I'm going to try to get different in somewhere else in my lineup. Because daily, a lot of people have the same players. It's not like season long where you pick that player and he's on your team and nobody else can pick him. So the chalk is something that you might hear me say. Well, that means you're going to play the popular plays in certain spots, but then you're going to differentiate your team in a different place.
Okay, so I'm a little confused. So within a certain league that I get in, if I have Clyde Edwards-Helaire as a running back, you're telling me that somebody else in the same league can have him as a running back?
Oh, absolutely, if it's daily. So in daily, you're picking your team, and I'm picking my team.
Oh, wait, I got you. Okay, so we're talking about a different type of league.
Yeah, we're talking about DraftKings here.
Yes, got you. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You lost me for a second, but I got it now. I got it now. This is not a snake league where you go.
Right.
Yes. This is
right.
This is where you get like a salary cap.
Exactly.
And you. I got it. I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I wanted to touch on DraftKings, because we every time we get to it, it's like the end of the segment. So, but yeah. So when you pick your team and I pick my team, we could have five of the same players. Hell, we could have the whole same team. Now that's pretty rare, because there's, you know, hundreds of players, and it's like putting a puzzle together. If you and I put a puzzle together, we might not start in the same section of the puzzle. Now, the puzzle might end up the same,
yes,
but we might
yes
both start with a...
Start with receivers, start with runners. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I might say, okay, I'm going to spend most of my money on running backs, and you might say, okay, well, I'm going to spend my money on receivers and take some of the cheaper running backs. So what tends to be a chalky play is, let's say... you're going to love this name too. Let's say McCaffrey would go down, then Chuba Hubbard would become the starter. And by the way, that's a good handcuff from McCaffrey if you have him. But
Chuba Hubbard, not
would
related
be the,
to Nick Chubb.
No,
that'd be a good nickname for Nick Chuba Hubbard.
Nick Chuba Hubbard, but he's a guy that's been looking good, and that's McCaffrey's backup. So let's say McCaffrey gets hurt. Well, next week in the daily, his price, you know, that this backup's price might be $3,000 or $4,000, and McCaffrey's price might be $10,000. So you're getting a guy with maybe possibly the same usage, maybe not the same skill set, but you're getting a very, very cheap running back and a starter. So that guy would become chalk, because he allows you to get Davante Adams, to maybe get Mahomes, to maybe get, you know, these higher end guys, and you're still getting a starter at that running back spot. So that's how chalk happens throughout the season. Somebody gets hurt, the backup steps in, he's the starter, and that becomes called a chalky play, meaning everybody's playing that guy. So if you're in these large field tournaments, you kind of want to avoid those guys because you have to differentiate yourself against maybe thousands of teams. And if 50% of the people have them, well, you can't gain any ground on that. If the guy scores three touchdowns, well, then you know, oh, yeah, I should have ate the chalk. You know, then you have that situation there. So that's just a kind of a term. And there's basically, when you go on this, you know, on DraftKings, there's two types of tournaments. There's what's called a cash tournament or a 50-50, and then there's what's called a GPP, which is guaranteed prize pool, or a tournament. Okay, so if you hear me say GPP or tournament, those terms kind of mean the same thing. And cash would be if you and I played head up against each other, meaning you have a 50% chance or close to 50% chance of winning that money. So, and then that's where most people fail on daily is money management. It's the same reason they fail in life, money management. If you have $1,000 to spend, you say, okay, I'm putting up $1,000 for my whole season, and you have that whole $1,000 in play the first week, you're probably not going to make it the whole season. You have to manage your money. Okay, so I have $1,000 to play. Week one, I'm going to play $100. Well, if you go put that $100 into all GPPs or tournaments, you're probably going to have zero on Monday. It's too hard to win. So you want about 90% of your money going into cash or 50-50s and 10% going into tournaments, because tournaments is almost like a lottery ticket, you know. To win these things, it's very difficult. It's top-loaded. You got to finish in the top 20% to win money, whereas in a cash or 50-50, the first place and the guy in the middle, they make the same amount of money. So you're basically doubling up. Uh-huh. So if there's 100, and I think it's more like 110 people in the tournament, and then the top 50 are going to get paid out.
And, of course, you're dealing with guys, I'm sorry to say, like you, okay, that have turned this thing into a science.
Right.
And again, you know, I'm one of those guys. I'm always a believer in, you know, that's why I'm not, whether I can afford it or not, I'm not jumping into – I look at it as my golf game, okay? I know where I fall in my golf game. And I see guys in my golf game trying to get suckered into bets every day by the best players in our group that don't take bad bets. Mm-hmm. And I just don't – even though I can afford to lose it, I'm not doing it. I'm just not giving somebody my money. So, you know, like I said, that's why I'm in a position right now that I'm going to let fly with $100, okay, try to get good at this, and then maybe next year – you know, go to $200-$300, maybe get in a couple of leagues, and then slowly get better, because you got guys like you out there that have, you know, you haven't perfected it. You never perfect anything like this, but you're getting closer and closer to it.
Yeah. And the thing about the tournaments is, okay, so you have these GPP tournaments, and they might have 10,000, they might have 150,000 entries, okay? So yes, you do need to be lucky to get in to win it, and to get in the money, you still have to finish in the top 20%. So it is difficult, I'm telling you. So don't throw all your money in the tournaments. Just put $10 in a turn, you know.
But it is a chance to really multiply your money, though. It's
right,
playing a slot machine.
Right, exactly. And then the 50-50s is more like playing, you know, blackjack or craps, is where, you know, I like to play at the casino. I like to play those where you almost have a 50% chance of winning. And that's where you can get some sustain. If you lose $10 in tournaments and win $90 in your 50-50s or cash games, well, guess what? You made money, you know? And you can play dollar entries. You can play free ones. So if somebody wants to get started, just jump in a free tournament or, you know, free. They have all kind of free entries. And if you win those, you win a couple bucks.
Yeah.
So you got in for nothing, won a couple bucks, and you had fun watching games and following your players.
Jason, tell me this, slightly changing the subject, but keeping it on betting. What do you think about the, you know, LSU only being a 3-point favorite over the Bruins?
I think that's absurd. I really do.
I mean, don't you think? I know that there is never a sure bet. Never, ever, ever. There are so many variables that go on in the game of football. I know LSU is held up in Houston now. They can't even stay in their own places in Baton Rouge. I think that has something to do with the spread. I think the fact that UCLA's already played a game and they got against a horrible Rainbow team. But I don't get it.
I've learned over the years that when you, man, sometimes you're like, why is this line like this? It looks fishy. Just be careful with those. It's like,
yeah,
you know, I've always said that the Vegas guys are the smartest guys in the room.
No, there's no doubt. That's why it bothers me. I've said it before. Our head coach at Louisiana Tech, Derek Dooley, he'd look for the line when it came out. It wasn't because he was going to bet on us. He knows, you know, he wanted to know what the Vegas people thought. When we were going to Utah State, I remember that, and we felt like we were a better team, and we were, a 3-point dog. He's like, ah, dog it, what a, you know, and we ended up winning the game, you know. Those guys are the smartest guys in the room. I know that, and that's what blows me away about this, because I just think that that's a ridiculous spread. I see this as a 7-pointer all day long.
Now, on the other side of that coin, they set the line, but the line moves due to betting.
Well, of course.
So people, they set the line, regular people adjust the line.
That's what moved the line, because they want equal amounts.
On both sides.
No betting book, whether it's your bookie on the corner, okay, or it's Vegas, they do not want heavy money bet on one side, because if they lose, they get hammered.
Yeah, and they want equal money. They want the juice. But I'm going to tell you this, with regards to fantasy and daily, I really, really look at the point totals and lines on games, because if you're taking a running back and his team is a 10-point underdog, you probably don't want to take that running back unless he's mostly a pass catcher. Because when they get behind, what are they going to be doing?
Yeah, no, you're right. That's a very good point.
What are they going to be doing? Throwing the ball. I like to take my running back on a favorite team at home and a high point total, so they're going to score points, and then he's going to have opportunities to score touchdowns. So that is one thing I really, really look at when making a team, and I like to pair up in daily like a receiver with his quarterback,
you know,
and on a high total.
I was asked at a clinic, addressing a clinic one year in Baton Rouge, and, you know, a guy stood up and he said, Coach, I love what you're doing with the wing tee. He said, but I just hate it when you get – far behind. He goes, what do you say about that? And I say, don't get far behind. just beat people, and it's easy.
But another quick one, Jason, is if you got to pick kickers last, like defenses last, I always used to go pick a kicker that kicked in a dome.
I like taking kickers of good teams, obviously, and dome kickers, and because you don't know what the weather's going to be like in Green Bay in December.
Yeah, Buffalo. You know, you go kick.
You know, Buffalo.
I always wondered why a team like Buffalo didn't get a dome. Go get you a dome, man.
Yeah,
I get the home field advantage and everything, but also now with free agency, you know, you're sitting there and you're like, do I really want to go play in that for half the season?
Yeah. Yeah, it should be taken into account. I really like to, you know, my kickers, I try to get Lutz all the time. Of course, he's hurt right now, but he's been on a good team in a dome, and you just know what you're going to get. I mean, the guy's as solid as they come, so that's kind of who I targeted. And I would take him maybe 3 rounds from the bottom just to make sure I get him. I learned that strategy from watching some of the top players in the country, and I'm like, well, maybe it's okay to take that kicker in the 13th round if you're getting the guy you want,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
And then you still can get instead of taking a leftover kicker in the last pick, you can still get a decent player in that spot, you know?
Well, Jason, we're going to go ahead. We're going to be out on Monday, which that doesn't matter because we weren't going to cover that anyway, but we'll not only talk more fantasy on Tuesday, but maybe we can, you know, talk a little, you know, a bit about what we saw that weekend with the with LSU and the Cajuns and all that stuff.
And I'll come up with, you know, I'll start looking at the salaries and have some, you know, as far as the DraftKings and stuff, and come up with some combination receiver quarterbacks and maybe running backs that people want to consider that might be slightly underpriced and, you know,
awesome.
Things of that
nature. Awesome. Sounds great, man. Well, all right, you have a great Friday tomorrow, good rest of the day today, and we will get back on Tuesday, brother.
All right, guys, y'all have a good one. See y'all later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, so I'm going to
I stand.
Hi, this is Gabe Banner, owner of Mako Restoration, the water and mold damage professionals. Hold if you on. Have water, mold, or fire damage to your home or business.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, a little snafu, but we're all right. I'm going to go ahead and push the LSU talk, the number of guys in the NFL, because I was wrong on that one. It looks like there's more than that. I went to a bad, got some bad information. Looks like there's just close to 50, and I don't want to leave anybody out. But it was interesting because I went through it last night, and it's. I love to see the guys that are from Louisiana, and I listed their high schools next to it. So we'll go through that next week. But we're going to go ahead and go to that break that we kind of went into already a minute ago.
Hit the wrong button, that's all.
And we're just going to talk a couple of things. Something I really saw neat about the Tour Championship in 2016, and also talk a little South Carolina football, a little interesting
South
stuff.
South Carolina football.
A little interesting stuff going over there, as well as the Ryder Cup. So we're going to be back right here at 107.5 FM.
Don't hesitate to call us. Do you need help with your insurance claim? Our team can assist you with every step of the process. We offer 24/7 on-call service to our customers, and we treat each customer just like family. For more information, call us at 337-210-1211 or visit us online at makorestoration.com. That's makorestoration.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Kick off the Labor Day weekend Thursday with Southern Jack DJs. Friday, Chubby Carey and Zydeco Trio. Saturday, LSU takes on UCLA at 7. Remember, never a cover at the QT. 19 TVs has you covered for football, and no bar is more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best ring prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour. Follow them on Facebook for the monthly calendar and daily pop-up special. And thanks again for voting Quarter Tavern Best Bar and More at this year's Best of the Tesh.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The dog days of summer are here. And you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years' experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit harriseatcool.com.
At Arsenault Ford, we know how important it is to keep your vehicle maintained and on the road.
We make it easy and safe to service your vehicle with curbside service, no contact service, and in some cases, pickup and delivery.
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Welcome back to our last segment. Remember, Kane has its annual pocket schedule guide where you have all of our local high school teams as well as college and our Saints schedules right in the palm of your hand. Go by one of the sponsors. We've got many of them. Jane's, the restaurant, Jane's Seafood, LaSalle Gas, Tesh Lumber, You can go to DJW Insurance right here on Main. You can go to see Seth Rosenzweig to get him. Great American Cookies, Bonant Tire and Service, Fat Patty's Express, Caribbean Ice, First National Bank, Ace Handyman Hardware, Swallows, Pharmacy and Gifts. You can go to any of those places. You can go get you a first-class calendar.
And that's First National Bank of Generet and the Corner Grocery.
Gotcha. Missed that one, Corner Grocery. All right, so to finish up, let's go to Ryder Cup. I talked the other day about what are they going to do with Phil Mickelson, and what was suggested by a lot of powers that be, sports writers, whatever out there, is exactly what Steve Stricker did. He names Phil the assistant captain. So this allows Phil to save face. It allows him to be a part of the team. It allows him to be that glue that maybe can help out with the problems between Brooks Koepka along with Bryson DeChambeau. And we'll see how that materializes. I believe September 24th through 26th. I believe it's that weekend is the Ryder Cup.
I think so. I think you're correct.
Yes. At Whistling Straits, north of Sheboygan. Sheboygan.
Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. On Lake Michigan. South Carolina quarterback. So South Carolina, their starter goes down in camp, and they need to go to a backup, and they really don't feel good about the backup. So they have a young man who's a graduate assistant that played last year at North Dakota State, who was a GA but still had a year of eligibility. So the guy, he dusts off the pads and he comes back, and Zeb Nolan will be the starting quarterback for South Carolina in week one.
Really?
Who was a GA but now is starting for South Carolina. So good for Zeb Nolan. I love that story.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Coach, I can play.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a GA. I know the playbook. I'm signaling the plays anyway.
Well, Terrell Owens said he could still play.
Yeah, he's 47, isn't he?
Something like that.
Lastly.
Saints might take him.
Lastly, I saw Kevin Na. I didn't realize this happened. And, of course, I follow sports a lot more closely now than I used to. Did you know that in 2016?
All right, 5 years ago.
I bet Teddy knows about this. That in 2016 in the Tour Championship, Kevin Na, evidently, and I'm assuming it was on Sunday, but I'm not positive, because I got to assume it was Sunday because he couldn't have been in competitive contention if he did this. But he was paired with no one. He was the odd man out.
Okay.
In the last round.
Yeah, they got a name for that, too. I can't recall
so
it right now.
They know, a lot of times they'll play with a marker, they call it.
Right.
So Kevin Na is playing by himself, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to set the record to play the quickest 18 holes in PGA history.
I think I remember that. I couldn't tell you who it was.
And he literally, between some shots, ran between shots, his caddies hustling and shuffling between shots, and he played 18 holes of golf in less than 2 hours.
Really?
In, I think, 6 seconds less than 2 hours.
It's no practice swings then.
Evidently not.
Wow.
Now, what really made this interesting, and I hopefully the powers that be at Cane Row aren't listening. But yesterday, so we've got our text, okay? We've got our golf text.
All right.
That we now, we have a game on Friday and a game on Saturday. Those games, if you show up, you're going to play. We try to avoid bad numbers. 6 and 7 is a bad number in golf. Although, we can normally get away with playing 6 because we are, everybody's a pretty good player. And our 6 will play faster than most people's 5.
Okay, that's understood.
Now, one thing we do, if we play 6, we'll just make sure if anybody's pushing us, we let them go through.
All right. A lot of gimme putts?
Well, anything in the leather is always good in our game.
Okay. All right.
So yesterday, I just put out there, it was a beautiful Wednesday. I had nothing to do yesterday afternoon. And I said, hey, anybody want to play? Well, immediately a couple of guys chime in. Well, all of a sudden we got six. And I said, okay, I said, they'll let us play six. I'm looking at the course as I'm texting. I can see there's not many people out there on Wednesday. Summertime, some of you are slow. You're late summer. It's a little slower right now. So I said, no problem playing six. I said, look, just make sure if a seventh wants to play that you bring an eighth. Because you can't do seven. And you end up being four and three, and three's not fun. It's hard to set up a good bet in a three-man game.
All right.
Nobody wants to play in the threesome. Well, I'm going to call him out. Local public defender Michael Caffrey shows up as the seventh. I want to play. Yeah, Michael, I'm calling you out. So you know what we did? We played seven.
Whoa.
I played my first sevensome for 18 holes ever yesterday. I'm sorry, Johnny. When I told you we had six, I lied. We had seven.
It's your brother.
No. Johnny, the assistant pro.
Oh, okay.
Teddy, do you know how fast we played with seven? Now, what we did, we were going to play six-man Wolf. But Wolf slows you down because every hole there is a different person teeing off. Okay? You don't play ready golf on the tee box when you play Wolf. You with me,
yeah,
Teddy?
Yeah.
So Kempton Collins had a good idea. He said, look, so we were going to play seven-man Wolf to where you pick two, so it was going to be three on four every hole.
That's crazy.
But then we started thinking about it. We started thinking about it. And, man, it's going to really slow us down because you're waiting. Oh, who's up? You can't play ready golf on the tee box. You with me?
Yeah.
Because in Wolf, you have a designated person who has to hit first. And we got a couple of guys hitting from the white tees. Okay? And so Kempton says, you know what? Instead of playing $10 scats, seven-man Wolf, let's just play skins. And any individual bets you want
to
make.
That seems to be a better game.
Yes. Well, the thing about skins is, especially if you don't have an individual bet, well, then now you can pick up a putt that's maybe outside of the leather.
Yeah.
You follow?
Right,
if,
sure.
If you're not, if your individual bet, which I didn't have any, well, first of all, Danny DePlantis yesterday made seven birdies.
Cool.
And shot 67.
Holy smokes.
Dominated the Wolf game with eight. I'm sorry, the Wolf game, the skin game with eight skins.
Yeah.
So that's eight times six. That's $48 that he took. I ended up with one skin, which doesn't even get my money back. We played. You want to know how long we played?
Seven players.
3 hours and 40 minutes.
Holy mackerel.
Whoa. No practice.
Well, I hope Hugh's not listening.
No practice putts.
We played in 3 hours and 40 minutes.
No practice swings or putts.
Yep. And look, good golf. I believe if you lay it out, Danny shot 67, Ryan Gosling shot 7. Now, again, there were a few putts taken, but I'm telling you, there were no putts taken outside of 3 feet.
Right.
Okay. Danny shot 67, Gosling shot 70, E shot about 71, I shot 73. I missed one just outside the leather on 18 to shoot 73. And I think Caffrey and Jason both shot probably around 78. So when I saw that, it just came up on my feed on Facebook, the Kevin Na thing, on one of the golf things.
So how long around he played? What was the record?
Well,
two hours?
He went under 2 hours.
Under 2 hours.
Under
Holy
2 hours.
Mackerel.
He played a PGA golf, now by himself.
Because I don't remember that for some reason.
Yeah. I mean, you can look it up. It's 2016.
Tour Championship.
At East Lake. East Lake. Yep.
And he was literally running in between.
Now, and wasn't Kevin Na the guy that got the yips with his
backswing
for a while?
Yeah, right.
The guy couldn't pull the trigger.
Couldn't
he had become
it.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
He couldn't pull the trigger on his backswing.
That's what I remember him for.
Yeah.
But he's
playing good golf lately.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a guy that's mentioned as a possible Ryder Cup guy.
Yeah, he's overcome that.
Yeah.
Now, it was years ago, but I didn't realize that he set the record.
I mean, that shows you how much of a mental game golf is. The guy couldn't pull the trigger. He couldn't take it back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it blew his mind.
And now, this year they have 29 players, so they're going to have that problem again. Because
Patrick Reed,
right.
Yeah, he's out.
So they're going to have an odd number of players. I'm anxious to
see.
Do
you think that they should have replaced him? How do you think that I never really thought about that.
I guess in their rules, they don't, you know, it's the top 30. That's
yeah.
it.
And if one of them can't play, they can't play.
Just can't play.
Got it.
But I'm anxious to see if they have a marker play with somebody, you know.
I would think. But unless you just put that person first, you got to put that person first playing by himself, right?
But so somebody's got to attest his score. I mean, like technically, you know, got cameras and all that.
Yeah, and of course, they got to have somebody walking with him. But I would want somebody playing with me.
Sure. I mean, I know at the Masters they do that. Like if there's an odd number, the Fred Ridley, who's
you think I could get that job? Where can I apply for that job?
I don't think he can get
you
that
think
job.
I got a shot?
No, it's Fred Ridley. He's the president of the Augusta National, and he's a former U.S. amateur champion.
I was about to say, because the guy's got to be able to play. And no pro wants to sit there and watch somebody hack it around Augusta National.
I think he's played two or three times, and he's actually beat the pro a couple of times, because this guy is a player.
Yeah.
All right. Good
All
show.
Right. Thanks. Thanks, bro. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow. Remember, after, a little later, 7:45, after the hunting fishing show with Turbo and Ricky Watkins. And remember to go pick up your pocket calendars. Remember to stay tuned after this for Lee Kay and the Breakfast Club. And we got ball coming. We're going to talk some high school football that we have coming up tomorrow night. A lot of exciting games, along with, of course, what's coming up this weekend. So on behalf of Mako Restoration, Babineau Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville, Grubbs and Dalbor, Iberia Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, the Quarter Tavern, they're open. You can watch all the games at one time at Quarter Tavern. United Fire and Safety, Gator Outdoors, Gritic Electric, that's a wrap. See you tomorrow.